Your daily to-be list. Like most successful people, you probably start your day with a plan or a to-do list. This list helps you organize your day, reminds you of everything you want to do, and helps you select your highest priorities. Unfortunately, to-do lists can be overwhelming, especially if it includes more tasks than you have time to do. You look at your list and say, wow, guess I'll need a lot of coffee today. Fortunately, one extra step can make a big difference to your day. Who do you want to be today? To succeed, you make sure what you want to be fits with what you want to do and have. You can assume any identity you need or want to be. You change this identity to fit the activity or the hat you are wearing. For example, you might decide to be energetic, confident, and hardworking. You then assume that identity. As a result, you look at your to-do list and say, "All right, no problem. I can do everything on this list." Throughout your day, your to-be list changes, depending on what you are doing. For example, you are a helpful parent at 7 a.m., a motivational leader at 8 a.m., and a hardworking professional at 9 a.m. Here are 10 examples. 1. A successful leader's to-be list might be to be creative and enthusiastic. 2. A student's to-be list may include be curious and attentive. 3. The to-be list of a good family member might be to be loving and supportive. 4. A terrific coach is smart and insistent. 5. A productive factory worker might be diligent and hardworking. 6. The to-be list of a mountain guide may include be fearless and wise. 7. The to-be list of a terrific football player will include be coordinated and powerful. 8. A stand-up comedian might include to be observant and clever. 9. The to-be list of a teacher would include being understandable and patient. 10. The to-be list of a great manager might include to be smart, demanding, and caring. In other words, becoming the correct B is like slipping on the perfect clothing for the job. Here are the steps for creating your to-be list. 1. Ask yourself, what do I want to have, or earn, or produce today? 2. Ask yourself this question, to get what I want to have, what will I need to do today? This is your to-do list. 3. Now ask yourself, in order to do these things, who should I be? What is the best identity I can be today? Write this down. It's your to-be list. 4. Now be that person. Take off all other hats and focus on being this one hat. 5. Start working on your to-do list. If you get distracted or tired, make sure you're being your to-be list. Now let's go over 4 advanced recommendations to boost your personal power. 1. Constantly improve your performance by constantly improving your B. Ask yourself questions like these. How can I be even better than I was last week? What must I never be again? To take first place, what should I be that is superior to everyone else? 2. Use successful people as your inspiration. Of all the people who do your type of work, who are the most successful? List their qualities or their B, such as courageous, innovative, dedicated, understanding, orderly, and optimistic. Pick the qualities you can be today. Make this your to-be list every day, day after day. The third advanced recommendation is to go ahead and take over any position of power that you want. Your to-be list is based on the position you will become. For example, you start a new job in sales, but want to be the CEO. So you stroll through the office like you're a powerful executive. At first, you might annoy people, but if you persist with kindness and intelligence, they eventually agree. Because you are being an executive, your boss eventually comes up to you and says, "I need an assistant manager. Do you want the job?" And you say, "Yes, I do." You are now on your way up. To help you take over the position you want, ask yourself questions like these. What is my dream job here? What would be a bigger and better position for me? If everything went well this year, what would I become? Use your answers to create your daily to-be list. Be the identity of your new position until you get it. Finally, the fourth advanced recommendation is to invent your new position of power. If the position is specific and useful to others, it is the road to your ultimate success. Ask yourself questions like these. What will be the biggest win I can hope for? Who will I become? What new company do I want to invent? To make this happen, who do I need to be? What will be my ultimate accomplishment? Who should I be to do this? If you then have the brilliance and skill to create and hold this position, you, my friend, will earn it and all the rewards that come with it. Good luck.